And it's not lost on me our incredible, great good fortune to have conditions like this in this world. While I'm at it, while I'm talking about that, the preciousness of this opportunity to have these conditions that are so rare in this world, I've had a parallel process for the last 35 years of studying a lot in the Vajrayana Tibetan tradition, as well as the Theravada tradition, out of which comes the insight meditation practice that we're practicing. It's kind of the core of all the different Buddhist traditions. The Theravada means the teachings of the elder. So out of that original, what sometimes is called the original teaching, came all these different cultural affectations and emphasis in different cultures where the teachings have, those basic teachings have expanded. And as they've expanded, they've highlighted certain elements of that which is really universal in the teachings, but they say it in a way that just inspires us to remember. And one of those things, one of those ways of inspiring us is that the way that is in the Tibetan tradition, the way someone is brought into the teaching and the practice is before you even sit, you reflect on basic four reflections that are meant to turn your mind toward the Dharma, meant to support you to go against the stream of what everyone else is caught up in, and really enter into this beautiful, accessible doorway that you have as within yourself, as yourself, this doorway into peace and freedom and open-heartedness. And that those four reflections that are meant to turn your mind toward the Dharma are just reflecting on the preciousness of this existence. That's the first one, the preciousness of this life. And implicit in it is the urge that you do something useful with your life. Don't just fritter it away. Because these conditions that we have right now, they can, as is evidence in the world, they can change on a dime. I don't need to put into your mind right now the details of what has been happening in the world. Most of you are very well aware, but a lot of people going about their business in beautiful conditions, just like that, the bottom falls out. And so to really seize the opportunity that you have, because the second reflection, besides the preciousness of your life, is that it's changing, always changing, and that we should be reminding ourselves of the changing nature of conditions. So one, we really take advantage to feel the poignancy of what we have now, but also to teach us how to let go, to keep reminding us that this process is this liberative process is liberation through non-clinging, through letting go. And then the third reflection that I think flows naturally from the preciousness of life and impermanence is that even though you could say it's all passing, a passing show, like a dream, every action of body, speech, and mind, everything that you do has consequences. It ripples both within your own individual mind stream, but in this whole world, as you can see what happens when people practice greed, hatred, and delusion. Of course, it's so innocent though, because you know, I used to watch every single movie and I go, this movie could be named Greed, Hatred, Delusion. This movie, oh, that movie could be named Greed, Hatred. Every movie, it's the same. it's almost glorifying suffering and the causes of suffering, not freedom and the end of suffering. Even though there's always some hidden desire to be happy that's driving all of this, but the methodology used for happiness in every single drama is a method that actually causes more stress, more suffering in this world, and we see it manifesting as war. So that your actions, what you think about, what you dwell upon, do you dwell upon things with ill will or with covetousness, with greed? Is that what you think about? You'll have a lot of stress. If your speech is harsh, is gossipy, is egoic, is, you're going to have a lot of stress. I don't need to give a whole lecture on right speech. But traditionally, it's true, useful. Look at the liars in this world that are glorified. True, useful, timely, for the benefit, harmonious. It shouldn't be so rare. But it matters what you do with your mind, what you do with your speech, and then what you do with your action. And you know, what we do with our bodies in the tradition, in the teachings, at the heart of that is, don't kill. Look what happens when that isn't taken to heart. If we just stop killing humans, let alone everything else that gets killed, killing ourselves. So that our life, our actions have consequences, and what better action than cultivating the seeds of non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion, which is what we're doing here. And then finally, the fourth reflection, just because I'm sharing them, all tied into the preciousness of our existence in this opportunity, is that life, it's traditionally described as that it highlights what's called the defects of samsara. That's the expression used. That our life has within it things that it's not all it's cracked up to be. It's difficult. It's hard to bear. And it's important that you learn how to open to that, how to turn toward it, how to navigate difficulties so that each of us doesn't compound the stress that's already hard enough. And so if you're going through your life thinking it shouldn't be hard to bear, you're actually creating the conditions for more stress. If you're learning to be a member of our mythical joke club called the Dukkha Club, where you've given up hope. In the funny, you know, not at the hope or not the confidence and enthusiasm about the possibility of a happy life, but the hope that there's a life that doesn't have stress in it. That part, you got to give it up. Samsara, this world of wandering through the cycle of life, it has defects. It's not just a perfect, easeful process. So all that to say is, we're really lucky here. And so as you go through your walking practice right now, we'll have a 20-minute walking period since our time is short, but really take in the elements. And you'll find that if you, for the most part, give your attention entirely to the step that you're taking, just keep connecting and sustaining, that kind of gathering and sustaining, it's actually two qualities in our mind that is part of our mind, part of our capacity. This connect and sustain, it's called vitakka vichara. This connection, it makes possible the experience of three other qualities of comfort and ease and rapture and a sense of one-pointedness where your mind just doesn't move as much. It's just here. But it all comes from that connect and sustain. So even though you're going out to walk, give most of the attention to putting your mind in your body. But periodically, so you don't feel confined, stop. And because your senses will be a little bit more clear because you've gathered so well and you've let go of past and future and all that, and you're right here, you'll find that when you do open up to the beauty, it will feel that much more intimate. So don't feel confined in it. Just periodically stop. But don't do this the whole time. Sauntering doesn't mean looking around. It means a pace that is deliberate, that is relaxed and easeful, staying in the body and then looking around. But I want to leave you with a little passage from Thich Nhat Hanh as you walk out. It's a story. Some of you may have heard this before. It's entitled, "The Miracle is Walking on Earth." Walking with ease and with peace of mind on the earth is a wonderful miracle. Some people say that only walking on burning coals or walking on spikes or on water are miracles, but I find that simply walking on the earth is a miracle. Imagine that you and I were two astronauts. We have landed on the moon and we find that we cannot return to Earth because the engine of our ship is broken beyond repair. We'll run out of oxygen before the control center on Earth can send another ship up to rescue us. We know that we have only two more days to live. What would you and I think of other than going back to our dear green planet and walking in peace and without worries? Only when confronted with death do we know the precious value of our steps on the green planet. Now let's imagine ourselves as those astronauts who have somehow survived their experience. Let's celebrate our happiness and our joy at being able to walk on our dear Earth again. We manifest this miracle in each of our steps. Lotus flowers bloom as we walk.